This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is set to discuss the coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season in an address Wednesday. Biden's transition office said he will, quote, discuss the shared sacrifices Americans are making this holiday season and say that we can and will get through the current crisis together. Biden's transition to power is underway after a government agency declared him the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election. Meantime, President Donald Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations, even as several world leaders have offered good wishes ahead of his inauguration January 20th as the 46th U.S. president. The Syrian army said Wednesday Israeli airstrikes hit an area in the southern outskirts of Damascus, where military defectors say there's a strong Iranian military presence in the second such attack within a week. Military defectors say the strike targeted a military base close to the Syrian Golan Heights along the border with Israel that has been hit earlier. It's unclear if there are any casualties. The West African nation of Niger is observing 3 days of national mourning following the death of former President Mamadou Tandja at age 82. He twice won election after the country's return to civilian rule in 1999, but was overthrown a decade later, altering the Constitution Day to stay in Ethiopia. Ethiopia's government is repeating a warning to residents of the besieged capital of the Tigray region as a 72-hour ultimatum is about to expire before a military assault. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's 72-hour ultimatum for the region's leaders to surrender ends Wednesday. Amnesty International warned that deliberately attacking civilians is prohibited. This is